We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nick is a winner. He has faced adversity early in his career, but through hard work and perseverance, he led his team to a Super Bowl championship, and in so doing, was selected as the coveted Super Bowl Most Valuable Player. We welcome Nick, his wife Tori, his daughter Lily, and we look forward to calling them our neighbors. While this is certainly Nick's day, make no mistake, today this is a team-building day. With singleness of purpose and with the concept of team above self, our goal is to bring a Super Bowl championship here to Jacksonville.
Jaguars shot caller, former head coach Tom Coughlin introducing Nick Foles. Apparently he's opening for Kevin Hart as well. We'll hear some of his jokes in just a sec. We're expecting some huge, huge, huge news that's going to impact one of your favorite leagues and the country as a whole. It's going to be probably the biggest news of the day. We're anticipating that in 11 o'clock hour, so keep it locked right here. But speaking on Tom Coughlin and Nick Foles, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. I did not know that Tom Coughlin was such a funny guy.
He's not.
I always thought he was kind of like the firm hard ass that we've come to know. But Tom Coughlin, when he was introducing Nick Foles, he started out by trying to make some sort of joke. And I want you to rate the joke, John Lopez, because you're a little bit of a funny guy yourself. Tell me what you think
funny
of
how?
This joke.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Good afternoon, whatever it is. Up straight, both feet on the floor. Let's go. I was walking down the hall and one of our colleagues said, "This is a good day." Yeah, this is a real good day. This is a new day and we charge ahead. This signing today signals change and a new start for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nick is the right person, the right quarterback for our team and our community. And here are three reasons why.
Here are three reasons why.
Yeah, he's like he's reading off a teleprompter. It's kind of like Andy Dalton trying to fire up the huddle. That's what that speech there. That he's trying to create energy that he doesn't have. He's trying to tell a joke that is just not a joke. But you know what? He tried. he's in a new position where he has to be in front of the camera. Yeah, I know he was as a head coach, but I'm saying he has to do these kinds of things a lot more.
Yeah, and it continued because Tom Coughlin had another zinger for the Jaguars crowd, who, by the way, was cheering at a press conference.
That happens.
For a quarterback. I thought it was a little bit weird. I thought it happened at high school or college, but Tom Coughlin tried to win the crowd over once more.
I do have one request of Nick before I introduce him. And that is that I hope every game in 2019 is like the Oakland game of 2013, where he threw 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, and had a perfect 158.3 quarterback rating.
What a card.
It is my pleasure to introduce our quarterback, Nick Foles.
He's got jokes. He's got jokes, that's for sure.
And I'm just feeling like, you know, and this is probably the biggest of all the moves in the AFC South. We talk about splashes, and a lot of people are upset that there wasn't a splash. This is the biggest move in the AFC South this year. Nick Foles going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's debatable about how much. It's debatable as to whether or not this is going to put Jacksonville back to where they were in 2017, which was the best team in this division and the toughest. And the reason that there's skepticism is, number one, Nick Foles hasn't started the season as a starting quarterback the whole time. He's kind of just been able to pick up, immediately have the team rally around him because their backs were against the wall, and they did win a Super Bowl, and they had a little bit of a run again. This is unfamiliar territory for Nick Foles. And when he's done it recently, when he did it with the Chiefs, it was an absolute disaster. So there is reason for skepticism there. And you also take into account that they got rid of a lot of guys on their defense in order to bring Foles in.
Look, you have a different opinion of Nick Foles' game than I have of his game. I think his game has developed, as Tom Coughlin said there. I think he's got that special little something, at least a little bit of it, or else he wouldn't have played the way he did at the end of this year. Everybody talks about the, you know, the Super Bowl run and being a Super Bowl MVP. He brought him from the depths this year with some clutch play. So I think he's got a bigger sample size than most people think of having that little special something. So I think more highly of him than you do. But one thing that you just said that's absolutely true, he's never been the guy like this in a long time. You know,
he's had one good year, and it was Chip Kelly's first year in the NFL.
He's been a starter, but the expectations were much different. He's never been the high-priced free agent get, you know, and all the pressure that comes with it. Brock Osweiler crumbled in that. I don't think Brock Osweiler was ever any good, but I'm saying he crumbled under that pressure. So if you're going to say, I doubt Nick Foles because he's never been, you know, this guy before, that's fine. I have no comeback to that. All I'm saying, his game, I like his game.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. We're anticipating some really, really big news. But there's a system question as well with Nick Foles. And the system is, you know, they like to ground and pound. They used Leonard Fournette a couple years ago. He was injured last year. But they like to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked Tom Coughlin about that. He answered that question, and he continued being the funniest man in the room.
The idea of wanting to still be a run-centric offense versus also wanting to play to Nick's strengths, which seem to be a little bit more out of the shotgun and pistol formation.
Well, I think that Nick won't have any trouble handing the ball off. So, now we believe in balance. I think
Anyone?
It's the factor which allows and helps the quarterback. But what we truly believe is that this quarterback, this young man, gives us the best chance to win.
It's interesting, man, because you talk about surroundings, and we always talk about system quarterbacks, and I think it's mainly a college thing. You got to wonder, when Nick Foles did take them to the Super Bowl, if you just look at the stuff he had around him,
sure,
he had some pretty good weapons around him, and he had some pretty good coaches. Frank mm-hmm. Reich, who had a good year last year with the Colts, he was his offensive coordinator. John DeFilippo, who was at this press conference, is now his offensive coordinator. And he had Doug Peterson. Now he's going to a team in Jacksonville where your head coach is Doug Marrone.
Mm-hmm.
You do still have that offensive coordinator. And they probably have the best receivers heading into the worst receivers heading into the draft that you can imagine. And Leonard Fournette, there's question marks about him because of his durability.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the same situation that he was in Philadelphia.
Has an outstanding defense. And that's going to help him a hell of a lot.
He lost a lot of guys on that defense, though.
Lost some guys.
He lost Malik Jackson.
Gibson.
He lost Gibson here.
Yeah, yeah.
He lost a lot of guys on that defense.
No. That's absolutely true. What he really needs is a wide receiver. I think the offensive line is good, and that's a big start for the Jaguars. Obviously, Fournette is really good when healthy. And I think they're gonna really just attack the wide receiver position and give him those things because he's got the defense, he's got the running game, and he's got a line. I don't think it's not barren. I mean, it may not be what he had in Philadelphia, but it's certainly not barren.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Titans haven't done much this offseason either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're talking about the teams, we've talked about the Colts, we've talked about the Texans. Jacksonville's really the only team that, I mean, I think in this offseason, they're the only team in the division that can actually sell jerseys.
Right.
If we're just looking at star power.
Nobody's buying a Bradley Roby jersey?
Here? I don't think Bradley Roby, the new Houston Texan cornerback, is going to have a jersey. Brian Body Calhoun, who they signed from the Browns today, the Houston Texans.
He's lucky to have his own jersey.
Signed him. He's lucky to have his own jersey. And then you have Tashaun Gibson. I think that it's pretty rare that in a division, you know, with four teams, four pretty good teams, that mm-hmm. A first week of free agency goes and there's only one team that can sell a jersey.
I'm going to give you some free agency winners and losers today at some point. Two of the losers are in the AFC South. So that tells you right there, you know, how the action or inaction has been so far.
Does one of them wear red and blue?
I will tell you when I tell you.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the Honey Badger won't shut up about the Texans. We'll let you know what he said next.
Me, Honey Boo Boo Cha!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.